And I, and we don't have a radio, so he busted out some like cheap iPod radio type deal. It was like 2 inches away falling apart, so he took out his grandmother's rusty brown wire to hook it up. We had a stack up paper plates, and he has an antenna wire going all the way up the blind.
Wow.
This is my kind of guy.
Jasper?
He happens to be Mr. Dodgeball. And
oh, nice.
We have three kids asleep, but he said whatever time you guys are playing, he will go down there, 4 in the morning, 2 in the morning. He's ready.
That's awesome, man. Nice. We love us some M1 Dodgeball. M1 Maximus and El Cajon.
How's it going, guys?
Great. How are you?
Maximus.
Hey, guys. I'm doing killer. I just wanted to let you guys know I wasn't a listener back at Rock 105.3, but when you guys came to 94.9, man, I've been listening every morning.
Oh. Question. Were you so you weren't a Mikey Show fan before we got to 94.9?
No, I was not.
Were you a 94.9 fan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome, dude. Those are the ones that that I dig.
Are you a 949 insider?
I dig everybody, but
yeah, I am. I'm all over you guys. I'm always checking out the blogs.
That's awesome.
I'm a jump nerd, and you know, I pretty funny, man. I time my coffee breaks around the guys' first commercial.
So
that's killer.
You can win the surf report.
Oh, we're gonna run a surf report.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Have a great... we love you.
It's time for the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report.
Good evening to you. This is Bird from South Coast Surf Shops with the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report for a Thursday evening, being brought to you by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Today we saw a little pulse and swell. Northwester filling in over some little weak southwesterly swell. Kind of fun towards the end of the day. And that should continue in over the next few days. Just some small pulses out of that northwest direction primarily. Going to have some weather, though, coming back in as another cold front slides down the coast. So don't expect the cleanest conditions. Wave height wise, looking at waist high, knee to waist, chest high waves on average. Some shoulder high waves, maybe a few pluses heading more towards the weekend itself. But as mentioned, we do expect showers and rain and some southerly winds to accompany that too. So you're going to have to look hard to find anywhere clean enough to surf. And I'm not talking about water quality. So for up-to-the-minute surf reports, forecasts, go to surfline.com. And for all your Christmas and holiday needs, check out any one of South Coast Surf Shop's 5 locations. The surf report is brought to you by Guayaquil Yerba Mate, and it can only be heard 3 times daily right here on FM 94.9.
This has been the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report.
Thank you. Nice. That was rad. Mike, here's a question that you probably want to take. You look so comfy.
Oh,
you
geez.
Look so comfy.
You look so great.
Mike, you probably want to grab that. I don't know. 3, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
So I don't know if you're in the mood for that.
Garrett!
Alabama, Arkansas.
Oops, sorry. Let's see. All right, we're taking calls, and this is M1 Bumblebee from San Marcos. Are you there, Bumblebee?
I am.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Did we ID?
Yeah. No.
No.
No, we didn't. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, Bumblebee.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Here we go. We are now on our 15. And, okay, are you there, Bumblebee?
I am.
There you go. What's going on?
So, it being Christmas time and all that, truthfully, my name is, for now, my name is M1P1 Bumblebee.
There you go.
I can't let go of either of you.
Well, that's sweet, dude. That's sweet.
I listen to both shows.
I get it.
I want to know, between Sienna, Woods, and you, Mikey, any bridges have been mended? It being Christmas time and all.
There has between Rob and I.
Okay.
I talked to Rob, and that's been really awesome. I've reached out to all of them, and the one that I've been able to actually speak to is Rob. And haven't spoken to the other ones. Would love to, but They're not calling.
Hey, truthfully, I listen to both shows, and I hear jokes from both sides, as not at one another, but about one another.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I hear like just little things from both shows, like, oh, Ashley's talking about Mikey.
Yeah.
Oh, Mikey's talking about, you know, Boston Rob and stuff like that. It's just cool, and I wanted an update because I can't let go.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I don't do jokes about them, but I mention them because they were a part of my life for a lot of years, you know, so I don't have any problem saying, yeah, you know, Eddie and I, Woods, remember when Eddie and I, blah, 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 or yeah, one time, Rob and I, blah, blah, blah. I, you know, we're obviously on the radio at the same time. I can't imagine that they're going, yeah, remember that time when Mike, blah, 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 you know?
No, but like, all right, for example, like Ashley's telling a story or telling a joke, and at the end of it, she's like, and a bottle of Old Hopper.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's like stuff that we used to say.
Like one of your old bits.
Yeah, those are our old bits, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Ashley just used one of Mikey's lines.
Yeah, and a pint of Old Harper.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And a bottle of Old Hopper.
Yeah.
Little things like that. I hear it on both sides, and I'm just one of those guys that can't let go of either of you.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. You know, the situation is a lot like, you know, this is what it's like from my perspective. From my perspective, it was a relationship that I had for a very long time that was dysfunctional. But I don't believe in divorce. And so she left me. And after she left me, said some real miserable things about me to our friends. And I felt really bad about that because I was, you know, even though I wasn't very happy in the relationship, I don't believe in divorce. And so, you know, I wasn't getting a divorce. Now, as it turns out, it was okay that she dumped me because I'm really, really in love with my new wife, so to speak. You know, I really love my new show and I really love the new digs and I really love what we're doing. And, you know, I haven't put a lot of these calls through. But a lot of people have been calling saying, dude, I love this show so much better. And I love listening to you guys. And I love, you know, I hadn't put a lot of your calls through. But there's a lot of people that really love this Mikey show, you know.
What's up? That's all.
It makes
up. I feel like that friend stuck in the middle. Even though, you know, I don't have any personal relationships with any of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that friend stuck in the middle. Like, I was really good friends with both of you, you and your wife, and you guys broke up, and I'm still friends with both of you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, dude, like, from my perspective, too, it makes it hard. I tell you what I don't like is seeing you guys are so much better than the show. I like hearing you guys are a great crew, and you're so funny, and you make my day. But I don't like the... This is way better than the show. I just don't like we're
the comparison.
Yeah. We don't want to like. There are competitions, sure, and like, you know, for me, it's interesting because I knew most of the people on your old show, and I knew Eddie pretty well. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny, the Red Sox made all those moves last week. I wrote B Rob a Facebook message, message.
I think about both of you guys,
and I go, you guys just going to sign everybody, or you think you're the, you know. You guys think you're the Yankees now or what? I didn't hear back from him, but I just want to protect my brother and that's it. Like against getting hurt or getting, you know,
hey, and Bumblebee,
being sad or whatever.
And Bumblebee, let me tell you really specifically when it comes to Rob, I love that guy. You know, that guy is a brother and will always be a brother in my heart. And, I talked to him and we had a really, really good conversation for a couple of hours. And,
You know, there's no ill will on the other show. You know, they've never talked bad about anybody from, you know, Mikey, anybody.
Well, the deal is that that they will never mention my name because if they mention my name, it may let people know that I still exist.
Yeah.
And that's not a good idea. That's a very, very bad idea. There's a lot of people that listen to that show that don't know that I still am on the radio in San Diego. Dude, it's weird. You'll talk to people that are like, holy cow, you're on 949?
Yep.
Uh-huh. I had no idea.
All the time.
That you're on 94.9. And they're not about to. Now, I can say they're on Rock 105 because it doesn't matter to me, and people know they're on Rock 105. But to say my name at that radio station is taboo.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason that it is because it could cause a natural question, which is, that guy's on the, like, Mikey? Like, he didn't die? You know, he didn't,
still
like,
in biz?
He's still in the business? He didn't join the French Foreign Legion? Yeah. You know, and so.
I thought he went back to Knights.
Yeah, isn't he on Knights?
I thought he was on a mission.
Did he move to Dallas?
Yeah, he's on a mission. Is he a Mormon now or something?
And John Smith.
Yeah. And so they're not going to, you know, you're not going to hear my name over there. But I mentioned them because they were a part of my life for years. And, you know, here's my deal. I don't have to like somebody to love them because love's an act.
Yeah.
Love is an act. Love is how you is what you actually do. And there's a lot of people I don't like. But I love them, and you know,
I'm learning that concept myself. You know, but dude, I watch Mike handle it, and how he handles it as a classy dude, and I try to learn a lot from that because I'm not so couth. I don't have that much couth and that much class. Well, I'm more of a loose cannon, a big fat loose cannon.
No, you're not, and you've come a long way, dude. You've come a long
still
way.
Still get mad, though, man.
Yeah, but you'd punch somebody in the head before. You know,
100%. I mean, literally.
Yeah, you'd literally punch somebody in the head. You don't do that anymore.
I locked myself in my home. That's what I did.
You used to call both of them.
Yeah, man.
You guys both getting talked to, you and Bauman.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those are, you know, Eddie and Mike and me have a long history, and we go back a long way, and you know, it's unfortunate the way it turned out, and I hate that happened to Mike, but I'm sitting here, you know.
Everyone's kind of forgiven and forgotten, in a sense. I mean, I saw Sky, you know, a couple weeks ago and gave her a big hug, and we talked about our babies.
Yeah.
So I really don't think that there's hard feelings. I think we just are moved separate ways.
There's a lot of me's out there, so just nobody ever
talks. Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to bring it up.
No,
Listen. I could take these calls, and I am more than willing to take these calls. And have not, you know, these calls will be screened out of other programs. But I'm not going to screen these calls out. I don't have a problem with it. The only thing I worry about is how you guys feel, because you guys are like the new girlfriend, and I don't want you guys to feel like, why do you have to talk about her?
I mean, if people ask, then. And what's worse, sweeping it under the rug and acting like it never happened? It's a part of your life, and it's what happened. And to me, I agree with Woods when people say, like, so much better. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the side-to-side comparison. And I say, you know what? It worked out for everyone. They have a job. We have a job. And I feel like it happened for a reason. And to me, it hurts me that you had to go through that. But I think it all worked out for the best.
Yeah,
it's hard because I know what you went through, and I know how bad you struggle with it. But I'm like, oh boy, look at me. Look where I get to be now. And it's hard because it's like, you know, it is hard sometimes to hear about the old show. And I ask people, hey, today I said, how does this sound? Are we sounding good? Is this a good 28-hour show? Because I'd never done it before. Is this funny? Is it funny?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we doing good?
I did that even when I was at the old show. I would do that. Yeah. Is this good? Is this good?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Very insecure.
Yeah, well, we all are in a way. You know, we all are in a way. And you know, but the thing that was really, you know, just to be really real with you, is that it was the most devastating time of my life when it happened in December. Because,
I was shocked.
Oh, well, dude, for those of you that, you were shocked, you know, for people that don't know, 1 year ago tomorrow.
Yep. Wow.
1 year ago tomorrow.
I
was let go from that station. And I thought the day that I was let go, I thought that what was happening was that me and Eddie and Sky and Rob and Ashley were all coming over to FM 94.9. And they had decided that they weren't coming here and that they were staying there, and they had all agreed to keep that secret from me and not, you know, I don't know how long they knew about it. And there was a lot of reasons that they had to justify it, and some of them were very valid. I wasn't a good communicator, you know, sometimes I'm kind of a dick. And so, it's the truth, you know.
Okay. I just fell out of my chair.
No, hey, listen, I don't have a problem saying that. And I'd say that in front of my pastor sometimes. I'm not kidding you. But the problem, and, you know, that's me. That's who I am. And anyway, they had decided that they were going to do that without me knowing it. And it was really a shock, and it was really painful, and I didn't understand it. And what I did was go, all right, well, what does God want me to do? And how do I react to everything from this point on? And it was really difficult to take the high road because I was hearing stuff from people that were like, dude, I work on the inside over here and I heard stuff about you, da, 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 da. And I was like biting my tongue and I was hearing God go, uh-uh. You let me take care of it. And I was like, no, I want to take care of it. I want to tell the truth. I want to say what I know. And I want to print and fax. And I didn't. And it was hard on my wife, too. You know, it was, and I'm the one that had that experience. You know, Sienna, Jay, and Woods, and L.O.B., they had a completely different experience, you know? Yeah. For them, it was this experience of like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be on a radio show. And for me, it was, oh my goodness, I have to build a radio show.
Yep.
You know? So we just came from very different experiences, you know?
Yeah, Mikey has a swagger now that, you know, maybe wasn't there 8-9 months ago. I remember, this is a little bit of peeling back the curtain, but I remember we were a couple months in, and I'm a rah-rah team guy, you know, like, come on, let's get him. And I just remember Mike had a bad day. He had a bad day, and I wrote him this long email about, you know, hey, man, when a quarterback throws an interception, what was it? When a quarterback throws an interception, he can't hang his head.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get back on there. You know, don't let us down. You're the quarterback. You're the captain. You got to lead us. And we don't know. I don't know any better. And so I was, like, trying to rally the troops.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, man, Mike just, he's back. He's back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very diminutive man, but he's 7 feet tall, you know, when he walks in the studio and gets behind that mic.
Mm-hmm.
It's for people like me and L.O.B., Sienna's a pro. Jay's been in this business a long time. But still, I mean, you know, we needed that strong leader and that quarterback, and we got one, dude.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that's the thing, man. It was so weird. Like I said, it was such a weird time in my life. And by the way, I think I'm starting to see, you know, the light at the end of it, you know, because for so long I would say to people, I'm still in it. I mean, it was a depressing, you know, because it's like in a relationship, you go through this period of mourning. And you go through this period of going, man, you know, maybe I jacked it all. Like when people get cheated on, they go, maybe it was my fault.
You know,
maybe
I did.
Yeah, maybe I was fat and that was it. I just gained weight.
What are the stages? It's like denial, anger.
All of it.
All
man.
Of it. You had it
through,
all.
You go through all of it. And, I've just been through all these stages. And, you know, I'm finally getting to a point where I've really looked at every angle of it. And I've admitted to God every part of it that I did that was jacked. And I've taken all of that to him. And at the end of the day, I go, you know what? It isn't my fault that some people are dark. It isn't my fault. Some people are dark, and it's who they are. Some people are going to lie. It's who they are. Some people are going to believe awful things because they're awful. Some people are willing to believe the darkest thing about the darkest things about others because they're dark. It's who they are. They don't have any light shining in there, so they believe it. And that's the deal. And that's I've come to terms with so much of that stuff. And like Wood said, man, I'm getting the point now where I'm going, I'm freaking back. And I feel more back than I've been in a long time, man. Oh, yeah. I just feel more and more back every day. And I'm so glad, and it's no mistake, that tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of what Rebecca and I call D-Day.
Oh.
Rebecca and I call it D-Day. And we have a million different expressions for D-Day. Devastation Day. What else have we called it, honey? A million things. Yeah, we've called it a million things. But tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of that day.
Wow.
And
let's give it a new name.
Yeah, well, you know what is funny about it is that I remember thinking to myself, I wish that I could take my finger and put it on the big hand and go, shh, a year from now. And I thought, I wonder what it'll look like.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
What will it look like a year from now? And here I am. I'm sitting in Studio M. Beautiful studio.
Phenomenal.
It's the most beautiful studio I've ever worked in. And I've been doing this for 23, going on 24 years. Directly across from me is glass that separates this studio from my personal office, where I've got pictures of my twin boys and my son Jake, who's part of the reason we're doing this whole thing. My son Jake and the Autism Discovery Institute at Rady. And I see those pictures. And I see these people that I work with. And I got a phenomenal boss who has stuck up for me and who has really been a champion for this show. In a lot of criticism, you know, that has come his way. And I just go, wow, man, I'm really blessed. Really, really blessed. So it worked out, man. And like LOB said, they're happier doing what they're doing. I'm much happier doing what I'm doing. And it just couldn't have worked out better, man. Yeah. It just couldn't have worked out better. And it's great.
And when people make that comparison, I don't think, like, we're not upset with you. It's a natural inclination because it was called The Mikey Show there, and it's called The Mikey Show here. But what you didn't do is just plug and play and try to fill this void. Well, I'm going to get a replacement. Mm-hmm. This is what this is going to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. You know, and I hope people are enjoying hearing it because, you know, for a lot of people, you're hearing this for the first time in almost a year. In fact, a lot of people are listening right now going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, he's talking about it, he's talking about it, he's talking about it. You know, where we never did. And I never, you know, I haven't really talked about it a lot. But LOB is exactly right. I wasn't going to be able to replace Ashley with Ashley because Ashley's Ashley. But I found this phenomenal talent, LOB. I remember seeing her on YouTube and my jaw dropping open. And by the way, I had seen so many people on YouTube that were, and I told LOB this, people that were like
professional. I'm not a professional.
Well, I mean, what I mean is they were like in Los Angeles, they'd been on TV shows, they'd been on stuff like that, who I had talked to people in the entertainment industry that said, you know, that person would probably be interested in your show, in joining your show. And I talked to, you guys know who, who's the guy that used to play the goat boy?
Jim Brewer. Yeah.
That's guy
crazy.
That I talked to.
I could be sitting here right now.
And I talked to a few people about the job. Yeah.
Everyone out there is like, darn it, LOB.
We can have Jim Brewer here doing goats for a year.
You can make a Tom girl.
Yeah, you'd be goat boy singing goat boy tunes.
But I talked to a lot of people, and I remember one particular morning, and I think I've told this story. I was out driving. I would get up at 5:30 in the morning. And Rebecca was so cool about it, man. I'd get up at 5:30 in the morning, and I would just go drive. And I would usually listen to one thing, the Hello Hurricane album by Switchfoot. Yeah. And I would be listening to that song always, and tears would be bursting out of my eyes because I just didn't know what God's deal was in all of it. It was so confusing to me and so painful. And I remember one morning driving and praying really hard, particularly about replacing the role that Ashley had been on the old show. And I will say this with all due respect. She is so talented. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you said that for... Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talked for a couple hours on the phone, and you said that for at least a half an hour about the talent that she had. And
mm-hmm.
There was no... You said exactly that. There's no way you're going to be able to replace that.
Mm-hmm. And so I got home, and I was praying. I was saying, I don't know who I'm going to find to replace this person. And so I need help. And I got home, and I had been seeing tons of people and tons of people and tons of people and tons of people. And I got home, and I typed in female comedian San Diego, and Lauren O'Brien was the first thing to come up.
Wow.
And I saw a 2.5-minute skit that she says was horrible.
Oh, the worst.
But I knew when I saw her, I went, that's the Mikey show. Her sense of humor, her timing, everything about her. And then we talked for 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And when we talked, I knew there was something in the chemistry with talking to her. And I said to Rebecca, I said, she's got this really laid back, like, personality. She's like really laid back. Went and had breakfast with LOB. And LOB would turn on. Like, she would be talking like this, and she'd talk to you and be really, like, laid back and stuff. But then she'd go into a character, and all of a sudden, and I was like, holy cow.
Freakishly talented.
Yeah. Freakishly talented.
You guys are making me blush.
I call L.O.B. L.O.B. is, she's SNL funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's sad because most of the M1s don't get to hear. She says stuff off the air when we're in meetings. Dude,
that will not literally knock me off the
you
chair.
You can't air it because it's filthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear it and I'm like, I'm not a big fan of female comedians. Mm-hmm. Like, not many of them tickle me.
Mm-hmm.
This broad in a dirty movie,
broad.
I would. She's that funny,
and aww, she'll thanks. Do it. She'll do it in this very quiet.
It's,
like it's
innocent under her breath,
yeah,
almost. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a real sharp, hot dagger.
Oh, and you're like, oh my god, what?
Cow.
And then she'll just look at you and be like, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, like timing and thank quickness and comedy. It's that East Coast thing, you know. She's got that East Coast, West Coast thing.
Yeah.
She lives on the West Coast, but she's got that East Coast wit, man.
Fire.
And you can't match that East Coast wit.
It's like Jay would say, she's 50 cents.
She's 50 cents. And yeah. She's Biggie Small.
And she's Biggie Small.
Right.
No, Tupac is from the West Coast.
Tupac. Yeah. Shakur.
Tupac.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
Is
Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur.
It's like Tupac Shakur mm-hmm. and Biggie Small.
That's right.
There you go.
And Jasper.
And Jasper.
Jasper. She's SNL funny.
Thank
dude.
You, guys.
She's SNL funny.
I wasn't really expecting that, but thank you.
M1 Ann. Is it Ann or Annie?
It's Ann.
Ann from OB. What's going on?
Well, earlier you guys were talking about how Christians can sometimes be some of the slimiest people.
Yeah.
I've been in the church for a very long time, but I've known / had a relationship with this guy for 12 years or something.
Wow.
He, about 3 months into us dating seriously, where I was finally able to, I don't know, I just, it was hard for me to trust him for a while. I found out he had cheated on me with like 2 different people in that 3 month time. We went to church together. We grew up together. Like it was devastating. And this was like 2 years ago. I went through this whole like self-discovery, like, like renewing myself. Never really, didn't really date after that just because it sucked so bad. And then he's been trying to get back in contact with me lately just because he keeps saying that like he never was really himself without me and all this stuff. And he's still dating someone, and like she has absolutely no idea that he talks to me at all. But I can't tell like which one of him is real.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's stop.
Bad news bears.
Yeah. I can tell you which one is real. the one that's calling you while he has a girlfriend. Yeah. That's the one that's real. The one that was cheating on you and had two girlfriends when he was with you. That's the one that's real. And he's the same one. He's
still doing it.
That's still doing the same mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Were you sleeping with him?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants to have sex with you again.
Yeah. It's just so, like, that was so not the person I grew up with. It's just so mind-boggling.
Bananas.
All the time, yeah.
Bananas.
I was listening to
Do you
earlier.
See bananas? If you see bananas, it's the real deal. If you don't see any bananas, you're not seeing bananas.
No.
You're seeing real cool-looking leaves and stuff, but there's no bananas.
People can change for the worse as well as for the better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Good
but
luck.
I'm, you know, if your question was, is he a douchebag? Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He all is. Right.
Hey, this is really cool. Great. We lost him.
Oh.
I hope he calls back. The guy that was on line four.
Was it Jasper?
It was not Jasper. Jasper.
Was it Kim? Was it Kim? Was it Maddie? Liberty?
Liberty?
I don't remember who it is that I said very early on, you know, Jay has a southern accent. They were like, no, he doesn't.
No,
and I
he
go,
doesn't.
I
oh,
go,
he
does. What?
You guys are clowns.
I wish I could remember who it was.
It wasn't
like
me.
Saying Mikey talks like this.
Yeah. No, it is not.
Mm-mm. It may have been me.
It was Bryce Sienna.
You're crazy.
It's no, my.
People always go, you're from Texas?
Sometimes, you know, you hear it a lot.
Like when he says Jasper.
But a lot of times it doesn't sound like it at all.
That one time we were walking out of that meeting. And Lauren said to Mike, where'd Jay go? Jay goes, or I think Jay was with us. And he goes, I got to go pick up Jasper. And we were like,
no.
Who is that? Is that what happened?
Mikey said, hey, guys, where'd Jay go? And I go, he went to pick up Jasper.
Yeah, because that's just how he says it.
And it laid me out flat. Like, I didn't stop laughing for 10 minutes because it sounded just like Jay.
Because we were having a hard time imitating Jay.
Yeah.
And if you bottle up Jasper.
Jasper,
that's it.
Because Mikey can do everybody's voice on the show, but we could not get Jay's, and now we got it,
now
and
got
we're
it.
Gonna
now
run
we're
with
gonna
it.
We're gonna overplay.
We're gonna overplay it.
Jasper,
M1 paparazzi from Oceanside.
Good evening.
Good
How
evening.
Are you guys hanging on there?
Good evening.
Good evening to you, paparazzi.
Good evening.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question for you, Mikey.
Yeah.
You were always talking about how it's good to be real. You love to be real on the air. You like to bring everything up on the air rather than, you know, talking up before or anything like that. Bad blood happened a year and a half ago with you in the previous show. And as far as I know, you haven't, like, ever said whether or not you've addressed it since then. You kind of let everything cool down. Have you ever considered doing an on-the-air, show-to-show conversation?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Like Anchorman.
I'm going to call in sick.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Dude.
You just have that guy with a trident.
Hey, man, fast forward the tape. Have you ever heard me say that? Fast forward the tape. Like, does that end, like, with us going, I love you, too.
Come on down for lunch.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those headphones at toilet store?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just doesn't end. It doesn't end, you know. It don't end good.
As titillating and fascinating to every person in San Diego as that would be, it's not going to be good radio, I don't think.
Well, no, it's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
No.
And at some point, that may... Well, first of all, if that ever happens, I don't want that to happen on the air.
Yeah.
Like, that's so deeply, deeply, deeply personal. I don't want that to happen on the air.
It's like going to a therapist.
Yeah, you know, man.
And having a microphone for the whole city to hear.
Yeah. And going, you know, I really had a problem with your body odor.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't really want that to happen on the air. So if it ever does happen, it would be great. But I want it to happen, personally,
Ritos.
If it ever does.
Oh, my gosh, you have more food.
Thanks.
The other way around, in addition to the fact that you have all the other listeners who also were kind of hurting the transition, and, you know, some people started, you know, calling one side names, the other side names. It'd be nice to kill that.
Hey, by the way. Let's be real clear about that. I did not call names.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying that some listeners.
Yeah. P1's VM1.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole battle. You know, it shouldn't be a battle. It's like, you know what? You choose what show you decide you want to listen to. Yeah. You enjoy to listen to whichever show you want to listen to, but there doesn't need to be any bad blood.
Absolutely not.
People have bad blood still. And it, you know, it'd be nice to at least say, hey, you know what? At least both sides have made amends at some point to be at least, you know, made up.
Oh, dude. Mm. Listen, it breaks my heart that I don't hear from Space Boy. I get, you know, cards from him, but he didn't call. It breaks my heart that I don't hear from Philly's Finest. It breaks my heart that I don't hear from a lot of former P1s that listen, that I know listen. It breaks my heart. You know, I wish they did.
They're old friends.
And I think that a lot of the reason, there's two reasons that they don't. A, some of them believe stuff that is BS. And some of them, I think, are afraid because they don't want the other people on the other show to be angry. And that's sad, man. I mean, I know that there are people that listen to the Mikey show and that listen to the other show. And I'm not mad at them. No. I'm not, like, angry at them and going, how dare you? I mean, not at all. There's a lot of space out there in Radio Land. And the bottom line is that what we do in the morning is like a restaurant. Every morning we come in here and we mix a bunch of ingredients together. And you're either going to like our omelet or you're not going to like our omelet. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And most people, statistically and through the data that we receive, most people enjoy our omelet. And they come and they have it. Yeah. And that's great.
And we would love to have every single person in San Diego listen exclusively to us, but we're not going to hate on you.
Yeah,
we dabble in other restaurants.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go eat at other restaurants if you want to, and eat at ours the most. Thank you. Thank you, man.
All right, keep hanging on for the rest of the show, man. You guys are kicking butt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's thank Lolita's Taco Shop.
Woo! Oh.
They've been around for over 26 years, and back in 2001... they incorporated under the name Lolita's Restaurants. And then in 2009, their newest store, Lolita's at the Park, it's right across from Petco Park in the East Village, they opened up. And now they kind of have made a name for themselves. They're known for fast and pretty affordable Mexican food. I just call it food.
You just call it food.
Comida.
And
comida.
Isn't it hysterical that I don't know that it's called comida? but anyway, they got carne asada fries and California burritos. California burritos is good.
Like, what is it?
Dude,
who puts a French fry
it's
in a
French
burrito?
Fries in a carne asada in steak burrito.
Okay.
Steak and potatoes.
Delicious. And no beef there.
Woods gets.
I'm serious. I got no beef there. Dude, I got no beef there.
Weirded out by things.
I'm all. Dude.
You'll like it.
I love fries and I love meat.
Mm. Can I pull the curtain back?
I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Yeah, pull the curtain back.
There was a time where I suggested the thought to Woods of putting spaghetti and meatballs inside of a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I was repulsed.
And he was like,
I was repulsed.
Why would you ever be repulsed? It's like garlic bread.
Because I don't know. It was, I was like, really? Just eat it on a plate with the whole, you know, thing. It didn't make sense to me. And I had that first bite of that Divine Possibilities meatball sandwich. And I told you, I hid one in the nest.
Hid one.
I took it home and ate it.
Oh, my gosh.
I had two today.
That thing, I hid one.
He hid it in my office.
In the office.
Oh,
listen,
my God.
I've done a lot of illicit substances in my life. That is number one on the entire list of everything I've ever tried that I was like, if there was a dude in an alley that was like, yo, man, I got a sandwich. Yo, man, you got 20? I need 20 for the sandwich. I'd be like, don't tell Mikey. Don't tell Mikey. Here, take this. I mean, and eat it in my car. Like, oh, God, it's so good.
There's a reason that they were voted the number one sandwich in San Diego for 4 years in a row.
Babe, you got to have one of these.
Divine Possibilities is crazy good.
And Woods was talking about how much of a beating it would be to try to slap on the spaghetti and have it fall out and stuff. And they found out a way to just hollow out that tortilla.
They shove it right in there, LOB.
It doesn't fall out when you take a bite. It's
you put it right in your mouth and it's delicious.
So good.
When it goes in your mouth.
Hey, you guys, something really special. OJ, something really special on line one. This is M1 Bender from San Diego.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
What's going on?
You know what? I've been with my girl for about 7.5 years, and it's been a long time, and holidays are coming up pretty close. I just took a lot of money out of my 401k, and I'm going to ask her with you guys, straight up, to be with me.
Oh, God.
So, absolutely. So, you know what? I'm going to walk up right now to her door.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, radio
wow.
History.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I'm opening the door. My 401k. And you know what, Dee?
Got to keep the radio.
Turn the radio down.
Turn off the radio. See? 7 years. Give me your left hand.
No.
Give me your left hand. See? I pulled out the money for you, and you said it wasn't a good idea, and you know damn well we needed it. But I'm going to ask right now. Will you marry me?
Give me your left hand.
I'm dead serious.
I will, but...
She said she's mad, but she will.
Why is she mad?
Because he's on the phone.
He's on the radio?
Because he took the money out.
I'm on the phone right now with you guys.
Is that why she's mad? Can I talk to her?
Hello?
Hi. Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Well,
when's the wedding?
I mean, it's nice. I'm glad he's asking. But, you know, I mean, I know that he's done a lot to get this, but... In a way, it wasn't the way I wanted it to be done, but...
Okay. Never is.
Do you mean because it was on the radio in front of thousands of people and on a cell phone while he's on the cell phone?
You'll be able to podcast this and have it forever.
Your kids will be able to hear this.
Yeah, your kids will be able to hear this.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I know. I had no idea, honestly.
You didn't know he was gonna ask you?
No, I just hear this knocking on the door to come outside, and I'm like... No way, this is not happening right now.
Oh my
now.
Gosh, give him a kiss.
Give him a kiss.
I'm dying.
Give him better than a kiss.
Yeah. I know, get off the phone with us.
On the air.
He's buying the cow, so go ahead and give him the milk for free.
Not free anymore.
How long have you been dating?
We've been going on 7 years now.
Wow.
Oh, maybe pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Is
an honest woman.
Everything good and healthy in the relationship?
We have our ups and downs, and we are definitely trying to make things better, and I have been kind of forcing it on him to marry me.
I'm talking about making love.
So, I wasn't expecting it this soon, but...
Soon? 7 years.
It's been 7 years.
Yeah,
there are people that have been in and out of prison quicker than that.
I think she means they just had the convo.
Oh, she just had the convo, and he said, boom, he asked right away.
Good man.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The thing about marriage is every day is better than the day before.
Correct. Yes. Thank you.
Wow, Woods.
Yep.
Every day.
It's a new day. Every day is a winding road.
That's very sweet.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
What's up, guys?
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Mikey, I've been listening to your show since 05, if that.
Since you were 5?
No, 05. And you know what?
I'm 40 years old, but I didn't think that I was that old. You had been listening since 05?
Oh, no, longer than that. Like, probably 04. Ever since Mikey weighed 135 pounds, so that was a long time.
Oh, wow.
I never weighed 100. I haven't weighed 135 since I was in second grade.
We were best friends.
No.
Renee?
No.
Renee?
He loves you. He loves you.
That was so weird.
Is that a little awkward?
Yes.
I love him. I love him, Mom.
I love him so much.
Here's my mom.
All right, you know what, guys? Have a great night.
Hey, congratulations.
Congrats, bro. Congrats.
Have some bubbly.
Yeah.
Right.
Do more than that.
I love you.
I love you. Go make
sweet love.
Get some.
As an engaged couple.
Wait until you're married.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Wait until you're married.
Just dry hump.
No.
No?
Wait, no.
You can't even dry hump?
No. You kiss.
You can't?
No, you kiss sweetly.
That's it?
You kiss sweetly on the lips, and then you get married.
What about...
No, no, you don't
have to. You can't even do that.
He's grabbing his own.
You don't have to do crazy stuff.
That's not crazy.
Oh, man.
It's not crazy to you, but you were watching like donkey porn last night.
Fair enough.
So,
yeah. It wasn't donkey. Maybe interracial, but it wasn't donkey.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hello, babe. I didn't enjoy it.
You're such a creep. Yeah.
What are you talking? I didn't enjoy it. I told you.
You know, we're about to watch a love story called Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah. My. Is it good?
Yeah, don't
it's so
ruin
good.
It.
Is it?
Every what girl in here went, oh, my God.
You got it. It's great.
It's horrible.
I bet it's bad. I can't wait to
no,
make fun
you're
of
gonna
it.
Mike, you are gonna like it.
You're gonna really? Hurt my feelings.
Yes.
Well, that's
we'll
the
probably
point.
Cry.
I mean,
the point is
me and you will probably cry.
But the point is that you have to be running. It's a running dialogue.
Yeah.
We, you know, we're not like watching. You know, we're
puts
like
baby in the corner.
Yeah. Well, I can't God. Wait to see nobody what that's about.
Yep.
Can't wait to see what that's about.
No. Had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before.
Nice Bieber.
I love you, Jay.
Every time.
Every time.
Doesn't have to make sense.
No. Which mouth it? He looks back around me and goes, play it, do it now, do it now.
Why did you gotta stop telling him to play it?
Dude. It's the I'm just trying to keep him happy.
It's the greatest. I picture Leslie Nielsen looking up that ladder as she's climbing up that ladder and she comes out with a beaver in her hand. Thanks, I just had it stuffed. It's the greatest moment in movie ever. History ever. It's the greatest. Nice beaver. Thanks, I just had it stuffed. Who came up with that?
Who came up with that name for
Albert
it?
Einstein. Albert came up with that.
It's the greatest moment.
Oh, can you imagine the recording session for this, by the way? They're in there with just, you know, the one ear thing and just doing the... And the guy's got on some Tommy Bahama shirt and he's just like... I remember!
It's just remember.
Just remember.
You'll learn that tonight.
What's the plot of Dirty Dancing?
Do you it's really like, want to know?
Yeah.
Are there boobs
it's like
in
a,
it?
A dorky girl
great.
Who has not experienced much in life. She's been very sheltered.
Yeah.
Good relationship with her father.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with her parents and her older sister to this, you know, family camp
it's
over
summer.
It's
a coming
summer.
Of age story.
Yes.
Mm.
She's just graduated high school. She's going to go to college. And she falls in love with the bad boy who does the dancing
Woods.
At the family camp.
The hired help, the dancer.
Yeah. Yes.
He's just a badass
he's a bad
dancer.
Boy.
Really, he's a rebel
he's
dancer.
He's a rebel.
He's like a low tier on the hotel squad. But
yeah. Like a badass dancer.
But in his defense, he does have a pack of camels rolled up in his sleeve. So he must be a badass.
He is. So. It's about them.
Like
connected.
He's been cited. He's been given citations.
He got a citation for parking
for
and dancing.
Oh yeah, dirty dancing. It was secretive. They had to go do it in secret.
He is a really rough dancer.
Sounds like a Footloose ripoff.
Yeah,
an animal.
There's a fight scene in it, you guys.
Yeah. This is a dancing fight dancing.
When the fight scene happens.
You'll die.
It's going to be gold.
My favorite part is it's when he leans her up gold. On stage and she's just doing her skirt like this and he's out there doing all the dance in the crowd. She's like,
now,
oh, look how cute.
And I got to tell you, I freaking loved Pat Swayze. I love Patrick Swayze.
He's good
I
in
did.
It.
The
Pat.
Fact that you just called him
Pat
Swayze.
They're friends. They're friends.
We were.
Oh, sorry. Patty boy.
Rest
I
in peace, buddy.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Patty Sway?
Patty Sway.
Peaceway.
Peaceway.
Peaceway. Roadhouse.
House.
The greatest.
Outsiders.
The greatest. Outsiders, Point Break. The guy was awesome.
Well, wait till you see this.
I'm going to be embarrassed for
you. It's going to ruin it.
It's going to ruin it. That's Bodie from Point Break. You don't get cooler than that guy. You don't.
Oh, and he was a badass in Ghost.
Yeah, he was.
He was a real badass ghost.
No, yeah, in Ghost.
He put his hand through the door and
in the train.
Yeah.
He was a ghost.
But he was cool in that movie.
He could move a penny with his mind.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Badass. Ghost is a good movie.
That is a great movie.
You know who was great in Ghost was Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, she was. She's always great.
She was terrible.
Well, we have about 7 minutes before we start. Have we done one thing on the...
Not. No. We stressed.
Let me tell you something. We met total 9 hours planning.
Planning.
This. Total? What?
More than 9 hours?
More.
Yes!
We met nine hours thousand. One day.
9 hours like one day and we met for maybe 6
No,
days?
Not that much.
4 days on this?
We met 6 hours.
We met 6 hours straight one day,
on one day
after a show.
And how many total hours did we spend planning this?
I would say, because we started planning this thing a while ago.
We have 10 pages.
We've done
three things on
that thing.
Has it sucked?
Oh, I have. I've had a blast.
I've had the time of my
sucked.
Life. Never felt like this before.
Love it all to you.
Ever just rip Elvis off?
Hunter, is his name? What's that dude's name? Bill Withers? Is it Bill Withers?
No.
Bill Withers?
Bill Medley. Bill Medley. Of course, Garrett. Bill it's Bill Withers. Medley, you idiot.
Guy looked like every general manager.
Hey,
guy
played the Hootenanny in 87.
87.
He was one of the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, was he? Yeah, Bill Medley. I love the Righteous Brothers.
Garrett. Locks me up.
You ever just blow off everything you planned?
Next year, when Mikey's like, guys, we got to meet. Right, I'm going to look at him and be like,
for what?
Are you kidding? For what?
For what, dude?
Strip.
Blow it all off.
You ever just waste all of our time?
Yeah. You ever just waste 19 hours of our lives?
I got to get home to the dogs.
This time next year, there'll be more than the dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Baby.
You know, I was supposed to sing Hot Blooded today at 5.
What happened to that?
What time is it, Hoyle?
It's freaking 9:54.
You didn't show up.
I've been sitting here doing meth all night long to stay awake.
You know, we have an anti-drug policy here at Lincoln Financial Media.
I'm just
Media.
Kidding. I wouldn't really do that.
Your boss, Garrett, is in here.
Yeah.
First of all, he is under my employ.
Is that right?
Yeah, so is Rick Jackson. So is Rick Jackson.
Mr.
Rick's
Rick
under
Jackson
your employ?
Yes, he is. I'm the station manager. What does that mean? It means I manage the station.
A fake station manager.
You got free business cards online and printed them out to say station manager.
I didn't get free business cards.
Why
online.
Don't you have an office?
Because it isn't done.
Why don't you have a desk?
Still?
It's a year.
Cubicle.
I have a cubicle.
I've never seen it.
It's in the back. It's got a plant on it. It's the one with the plant.
Hence got
the
boxes
dead plant.
Of, yeah, boxes of plant water in there, too.
Y'all, my office has been under construction for a while because they're putting plumbing in there. I'm going to have a toilet just like Rick Jackson
does.
And a shower.
And a shower.
In a steam room.
He's got a freaking steam room in there? Does he have a steam room?
I thought you were getting one, too.
Oh, I didn't know he had a steam room.
Oh, thank you.
Everything he can do, I can do better. Everything Jay hands me, I'll open up.
We never dressed you guys up as women.
It's anthrax.
Yeah. We all got these cards we're opening up. They're from Ted Kaczynski. What is this?
Christmas
it's
card.
Christmas card. Oh, it's from Wheat Thicks.
Oh, it's really, really cool. It's
that is really cool.
Rad.
It's an amazing card. It's like Facebook.
Yeah, it's so cool. So cool. Oh.
This is so cool.
Thanks, Wheat Thicks.
So cute.
This is so cute.
You guys. Oh,
that's really cool.
Do you know that I'm leaving soon?
Really? You just leave us in the trenches taking grenades real good? On. Guys, come on. Let's get in the trenches.
I was totally okay with it until the moment that you said that you actually have to go.
Okay,
and now I don't
okay,
want you to.
Okay, but you guys, you know what you get to look forward to?
What?
When you're really struggling, I'll be back and I'll boost you back up. And that's what you're going to need.
How dare you?
What? It's the truth. It's the truth.
Will you be back with
Bee
Gees Donuts?
You have to come in and do your cheers.
I will do I don't know if I'll do cheers. Well,
you have Bee Gees Donuts.
Bee Gees Donuts is not in La Jolla.
You have some kind of donut?
There's no donut place in La Jolla.
Oh, that's right. We were going to do a
How
fundraiser.
About Danish?
Herein lies the problem.
You guys, I'll call you I'll call you.
She's Danish.
When I'm on my way, and if you need something, I'll pick it up.
She's Danish.
Is that a zoning thing in La Jolla? They can't have a donut shop?
Yeah. The one that we had.
Takes the value of the homes down.
Yum Yum Donuts.
We can have one, but it has to be made out of brass.
You guys, they don't even let Honda dealerships in LJ. Thank you.
Well, I think that that's partially the truth.
Yeah.
Because we only have one fast food place, and it's not allowed to be a drive-in.
Really?
A drive-through.
It attracts the wrong type of crowd.
Yeah,
it's
Woods.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And Mikey.
It's
Mexicans. Mexicans and Texans.
People that want to get food for cheap, fast.
Yeah.
I mean, we know who that is.
The Jack in the Box. Who has a Jack in the Box that doesn't have a drive-through?
The thing is there's a fat person ordinance. It is.
You're just over the way.
Mike, you. Nah.
We did have a Yum Yum Donuts, but it burnt down when I was in high school.
Bunch of enthusiasts.
It was.
Get it out of here!
An awful. No.
Do you mean activists?
That's what I meant.
Enthusiasts. Yeah,
enthusiasts.
I'm on like my eighth kombucha.
Fire enthusiasts.
You have had about eight kombuchas. Every time I look over there, she's drinking another one.
All right. Where's Jay?
He's picking up Jasper.
I want to see.
I'm checking out Jasper.
I want to see how close we are to being able to do this.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m.
How close are we, Jay?
We're ready. I mean, it's a zoo in there. I
have to wait.
It's a circus.
Oh, wow. There's zebras out there. He means it. It's an actual zoo. It's an actual zoo.
Is there a bearded lady?
Okay, so
no,
can we go out there and we're ready to do this?
Yeah, I just need 2 seconds, but yeah.
Is there anything that would qualify in this room as dessert?
Yeah, there's there was.
Hey, honey. Is there anything in here that would qualify as dessert?
Me, Mikey.
Oh, wow.
What do we have?
Well, if you get tired.
I'm downstairs.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Brad.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Okay, wait. We're still broadcasting. Jay is checking it out there, making sure that we're going to be able to go in there and broadcast.
We're just staying in the trenches here.
Just doing our thing.
Making sure everything runs smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys.
Come on. Are you taking
off? You're on the air. Weird.
I thought you were like saying bye. No, it's getting all sad.
I feel sad.
Yeah. But are you leaving?
No, he's watching the movie with you guys.
Okay, good. Your brother is going to stay.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, see you later.
You guys, my boobs are throbbing, to tell you the truth. My pump is not working. I'm a mess.
You need to pump.
I'm a mess. Mike, your eyes are looking a little tired.
They are tired.
What do you need? Coffee? Can I get you something?
Unconditional.
It's too early. It's too early for me.
Oh, there's a cookie.
Oh, thank you.
Those are the best cookies. The ones in the little tin. Oh.
Oh.
How's that sound?
It's really bad quality.
We're ready?
Is it really bad quality?
No.
No?
It's not that bad. I would pump it up a little bit.
Okay.
What do I know at this point? I don't know anything.
It's not bad. Okay. What I need to do is, Garrett.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go in there. I'm going to test the mic. Mm-hmm. And will you listen?
Sure.
Okay. Testing 1-2. How's it sound? All right. You're screaming. You're screaming at the top of your lungs, actually.
Hello.
Okay. So this is about the level I'll be talking at, and we'll be making comments as we're watching the movie. Does that sound okay, or do you need... This mic needs to be brought up.
All right, he's saying this mic needs to be hotter. All right, so as I'm talking, Jay is going to turn up my... Oh, perfect, perfect. That's good. That's good, Jay. That's good. All right, we need LOB. We need Woods. Where is Woods and LOB? Okay. Happy birthday, Paul. So, question, Jay.
Go ahead.
Will we be able to turn the lights off when we watch? Okay, cool.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, we have to.
Here, let's check this mic real nicely. How's this mic sound, anybody? How's this mic? How's this mic? This mic's good, too?
How's this mic? It needs to be a little higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is one.
So we're waiting for... Where is Lauren? She's in the bathroom.